Hello, listeners. Thank you for tuning in to Roll One. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back and start from episode one. If you're returning, welcome back. The same disclaimer before the previous episode applies to this episode as well. We definitely get a little loopy from the heat, and I could definitely hear the fatigue in my voice. But this is the last episode we recorded from that session, so thank you for bearing with it, and we'll be moving on after this. Now, with that out of the way, let's pick up right where we left off, with Flint Cross and Tumask in the bank lobby, trying to buy whatever time they can.
After smuggling Boss Trebia and his Guardian Levo 3 off the planet Bastine, Flint Cross and Tumask are now looking to get paid for their services. To get access to Trebia's funds, the two criminals have improvised a heist of the nearest branch of the intergalactic banking clan. Yet things have gone awry. Not only have alarms been tripped, thus leading to a protracted hostage situation with the planetary authorities, but their contact, Mouvant Roumont, has betrayed them to the Galactic Empire, and the Inquisitor is inbound.
So you say, we'll say you buy a minute every time you make a successful bluff check, or deception or coercion check.
Okay.
So you guys are going to spend that minute, you have the comm, you're going to start running towards the room?
Can I, can I put Cass down, like where Flint was, and put like the security guard's pistol in his hand, so it looks like somebody's still there, like defending the point.
Oh my god!
Because it's darkness.
Yeah, make a deception check to see how well you do it.
Also, we are never gonna pick up an NPC's weapons, are we?
I already did. I have an extra light blaster.
Did that guy have a weapon?
I pictured him not having a weapon.
He did not have a weapon.
Exactly.
No, yeah, because he took the guard's blaster.
So we're going to leave the guard's blaster there. Oh, you want the guard's blaster?
No, it's a light blaster pistol. I like that better.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny that we're always just like picking up people's blasters and then leaving them.
Two difficulties, seems right?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
All right.
So you should leave it. He's not like
his head is on the counter. His hand is touching a blaster, but it doesn't look like he's doing anything.
So 3.5 minutes. So you have a minute. What do you want to do in that minute? You're running up the lift stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm gonna get to the roof.
Stairs. Yeah. So you guys start running.
The
stairs.
Well, I gotta stay by the computer now.
I thought you said that's what I.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Stop it and interrupt it. I guess is the fear. Like if they have somebody that knows what they're doing, they can press like cancel.
I don't need to be there.
Gotcha.
And if you want to do other things to the security systems, you'll have to be
at the thing.
All right. Well, I have to retcon then because I don't think I would have sent him up to the. I don't think Flint would have gone to the roof of any of that.
Okay, so the two of you don't go up to the roof. You're just sort of waiting near the stairs.
Yeah, we probably should.
Flint, there's no one around. And I like open the drawer that he opened before.
Yeah.
And there's like no money inside. And I'm just, what kind of bank is this?
Flint suppresses a smile and says, that's a damn shame when you see a bank with no money in it, huh?
So a minute goes by, and you're still trying to like negotiate with this guy. Make another check to keep them at bay.
All right. Tell
them you want a plate of darkness.
Yep. difficulty three.
Yeah.
Before you do any more negotiation.
Is this a negotiation or what?
Negotiation or a coercion.
I'm gonna have.
So what are we trying to do here? Buy time. Yeah.
Yep. Another check will buy you a minute.
And we have three left.
Three and a half.
So. Hey, Tumask, what is the security like on that door into the office?
It's light.
Crap. Fair enough, though. So I'm going to
make... I didn't appreciate the manager here.
Another check. That is a failure with three advantages.
Okay.
So I can do the advantages. I'll react to what you have for me.
They're just trying to buy time. Get in there. So they realize they're just buying... No, they mumble it to themselves outside. So the soldiers, they go and they peek through the doorway again to see if you're in the lobby. Are you in the lobby?
Yeah, we probably would have stayed.
We're both still there.
Unless we went back to the office, I guess. Where? How close is the office to the stairs?
It's like a
upwards. Like, what do we have to cross? You know what I mean?
Yeah, not too much. It's on the lobby and the stairs upward are on the opposite side of the hallway, and then the offices are in the middle between them.
I think Flint would have stayed with two like a hostage type people.
Hostage type people.
They're both of them. They're like kind of hostages, but they're both unconscious.
Well, one Tumas brought out like at the front of the hallway near the lobby.
Oh, he's in the hallway. I thought he.
Sorry. No, I set up Cass.
Oh yeah, in the lobby.
Yeah, in the lobby, like, okay. Behind the bulletproof glass.
Lobby,
so it looks like he's
guard
behind
shooting
the bulletproof
down.
Glass.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the security guard is...
Security guard's still passed out.
Still passed out in the office.
And then we've got the dummy that fell from the ceiling.
Yep. So you're basically, you're still waiting behind the counter where you were before.
Yeah.
And then there's two hostages.
Can I search the dummy who fell through the ceiling to see if he has any weapons or anything?
Yeah. He had no weapons.
No weapons.
Yeah.
Mid-level bank.
Wow.
Yeah. He was just planning on
just playing hero.
Just
complete
John McClane kind of thing. Yeah.
So I guess I would take a shot to try and keep him outside. So,
yeah, we'll we'll go back
to
initiative.
Let them know we still have hostages.
Exactly. And
they
still
stood down before.
It seems like they realize you're just buying time, so they're not going to.
Okay.
And we still see the same roll?
Yep.
With the blue?
Okay. Actually, no, not with the blue.
Oh,
they
get
black,
yeah.
Holy crap, I hit something. That is two successes and two advantages.
How much damage?
6 + 1, 7. I only have two advantages, so I've taken it off stun at this point. And my advantage, I guess I'm just going to... you know, I've got a bead on it, so I'm gonna keep the blue die for myself. Or I could give it to.
Cool.
I guess I could give it to.
It's true.
I can't do anything.
Yeah, are you back in the office?
I'm running back to the office to check on the transfer to make sure we're still good.
Yep, still good.
Yeah.
Can I add to their difficulty with this too? Blue?
Yeah, you go to add them a black dice to their difficulty. They're scrambling for cover.
Oh, I do that. That's what I do.
Cool. So yeah, the lights are still off. They go scrambling for cover. They rush to, you know, the sides, and they take a pot shot at you.
And I did hit that guy.
You did hit that guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still up, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So black dice, purple.
So you got an additional black die.
Yep. So black dice for cover, black dice for the darkness, and then another black dice for...
Cool. So this one.
Yeah. Oh, they do hit.
Yeah, one success. With two threats.
And two threats.
No, with three threats.
Three threats.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. 7 damage.
Tumas, how much time is left?
So we'll say for that disadvantage they had, they're exposed. They don't really have good cover.
I like
so
that.
You're going to be getting a blue dice on your next attack.
Cool.
And they will also have a black dice again for themselves.
That's awesome.
Just because they're not in a good position. All right. Top of the round.
And how much time do we have left?
You have 3 minutes left.
Still? Right? This is the longest 10 minutes of my life.
All right, I'm going to shoot again. Yeah, that's a hit. Cancel. 2 successes and a threat. So that's going to be 7 damage, and I have a threat against me.
7 damage and a threat against you. All right. The threat is you'll take a strain damage as the bulletproof or the blaster-proof glass starts shattering around you. One of those guys goes down. 7. Oh, yeah. One of the guys goes down as he comes through the breach. But you'll see there's more and more security guards outside, and they're starting to push through in force. You're going to be quick. You're going to be overrun pretty soon.
Okay.
So this round, so one has already come through after the last, or two came through, one you shot down. Two more come through this round, and they're going to take shots off at you.
Good.
I run back, I see the transfer still going on, so I pick up the security guard, and I'm bringing him to the lobby, too.
They have 1 success, but more disadvantages, so we'll say they take strain damage, because you're also taking shots off. It gives them 2 extra damage that they take. And they will take another black dice to themselves as well.
Okay.
So yeah, you took just one shot against you, so that's 7 damage. All right, top of the round again.
Tumask, I've got to get out of here. They're swarming in. I want to run up the stairs.
Yeah.
Start running.
Just go.
I use both of my maneuvers to run.
Cool. You book it and you start running. You dash down the hallway.
Yeah.
Cool. It's dark. If you want to do it stealthily, you could probably do it.
Okay.
You
try to
lose them.
That sounds great.
And their perception is 2.
Okay.
And you get a blue dice because of the darkness.
Come on, blue. Oh, jeez.
So that's just two advantages.
So there's so lights on their blasters. They see you dark.
They spot
and
me, but
yeah, you dive down the hallway and the door's closed. So they're gonna it's gonna take them a second to get through that door as well.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're running. Let's describe this. Yeah, and so Tumask. What's Tumask doing?
So he picked up the security guard, and he
weekended Bernie's.
Got a new friend. Now what are we gonna do together?
And he's like naked now, right? Because you put on his uniform.
Yes, yeah.
Throw him in Denise's office.
Yeah, I mean everything's wet. So I just kind of grab this naked body and I slide him down the floor because everything's like from the sprinklers.
Okay.
So hopefully.
Fortunately, Flint sees that as he's running down the hallway and he leaps over him.
Yeah. So I slide it down and I see, is that, that's like a ranged attack on these guys with the body. Like I'm sliding this body.
Well, they're not there yet. So, oh, you want to wait till they're coming?
Sure.
Cool. So you wait. So what does Flint do as you're running?
Sprinkled floor.
Like, yeah. You keep running. Where do you run to?
And a naked body.
Oh, he's running for the staircase. Yeah.
Okay, so you run to the staircase and you start making it up?
Absolutely.
So Tumask is waiting for a second. After a few moments, you hear them finally clear through the, they walk over the shattered glass back wall, and they're making it to the office area. They kick open the door down the hallway, and they start moving through, sweeping with their blasters. And then you throw the person to knock him down.
I throw the person to knock him down.
What sounds like an improvised, ranged attack.
Souffle.
Ooh, I think that'd be heavy and light for you the same, huh? Right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be 2 green.
All right. And difficulty?
2.
2? Wow, pretty good. I'll take that.
Actually, it's going to be 1, but with a black, because it's going to be in close range, we'll say. So get rid of one of the purples.
Yeah,
it works.
So success. A wet body, I think, does maybe 5 damage plus 1 or 2 for the successes.
You hurl the body, goes sliding down the hall, and it hits the first guy, and he stumbles forward, and there's like a
quick
pile up.
And you hear a bowling pin falling noise. Yeah, effect.
Yeah. One of them falls, hits his head hard.
So we're within like we're within probably what 2.5 minutes.
Probably
for the transfer. So I use my data pad. I lock the office manager's door, feeling pretty secure about my security that I've put up, and I start to book it up the stairs.
Okay. So, I kind of you're actually throwing it. You might have to wait around to do that if you want, or you can just book it and leave it open.
No, I want to stay there and secure.
Okay. They saw you do that, yep. So it's their turn. They're going to take a shot off at you.
Bring it. How much health do I have? Bring it.
How much health? Okay.
So, 1 because of the pile, we'll say. 1 for the darkness. And then it's close range. They have a triumph. This turns into 1 success, but 2 disadvantages. What can I do with that success?
You can turn it into money!
They are going to shoot your data pad.
What?
So yeah, as you're about to like program it, your data pad gets hit from that bolt with a stray shot.
No.
Damn.
They do have. They'll take another black on their next turn from the disadvantages. And then you took 7. So 7 damage. Right. Top of the round now. Hero turn. Who wants to go?
Well, now I can't lock the door, right? Is what you're saying. I guess I'm just fleeing up the stairs.
So you go rushing up the stairs and you're running up. Flint, what's Flint doing?
He's not being a hero. He's just running up the stairs. he's hoping that that their ship's going to be there, and he's valuing his life over the score at the moment.
Cool.
And he's not happy about it. He's not just muttering in that gibberish language again as he's sprinting up the staircase.
So you guys, we'll say you make it to the top of the stairs. By the top of the stairs, there's 1 minute left. And as you make it to the top of the stairs, you see a YT-2400 inbound.
King puts up both hands over his head and starts waving it down.
Look out the window of the cockpit and at like the police crowding in the streets, like, what the heck?
So while you're doing that, while you're waving your hands at the incoming YT-2400, I'm going to flip this dark side point. One of the police airspeeders raises up between you and the YT-2400 and shines a spotlight right on you.
Is it night?
No. It's like late afternoon. It's dusk.
Sky is... Flint just put that one hand against it, like, what the hell is that? That sees that it's a speeder, and his big eyes go wide, and he dives back through the doorway.
Okay.
Which was supposed
to be... So yeah, we'll say now it's the end of the top of the round. So you go. Now you have the speeder aiming at you.
I would probably, like, I guess take a pot shot at it while it's...
Okay. Dive for cover and take pot shot?
Yeah. Can I move first?
Yeah.
Good.
You dive for cover behind the door and take a shot.
I probably want to get out of range entirely, though. And, like, run down the stairs.
Do you two want to roll initiative as well?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, let's do that.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because if they can if a hero slot's on, he's they can take a hero slot. So once you roll, we'll see what happens.
I'll add another
success.
All right, so one success. And, Bosh, you also get to roll?
He's looking for it.
Oh, what?
Sorry. It's basics. On vigilance?
Yeah.
No, it's agility is your base, and then... Or no, it's will.
Will.
Will is your base, which is weird, but yeah.
Oh, will is 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no vigilance?
Yeah.
Cool. One success, 3 advantages.
Okay.
Just curious, does that get factored into the initial set of...
Yeah, I'm just going to add it in. So it's going to be hero, hero, NPC, hero, NPC, hero.
Cool. Yeah. And we're at the top of the round?
Yep, top of the round.
I think one of you guys should take
it. Yeah. Let's go, Bosh. Guns, maybe?
well, yeah. What kind?
The ones on the ship, now.
Oh, those guns. Right. Yeah, sure. I run up into the turrets.
Okay, so your turn, you run to the turrets. So that's a maneuver to get to them.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna try to take a shot?
I'll take a try to shot the speeder.
Cool. It's going to be difficulty 2, and use your gunnery skill.
2, and what's it? I can take a strain to add a blue dice?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice!
Cool.
1 threat, 2 great. Successes.
Nice. So what do you do for the shot?
So I'd like to try to shoot at the cockpit of the speeder.
Cool. You shoot it, you blast open a large chunk of it, and the speeder lists. All right, it's still up, but it took a hit, and now it's trying to reorient itself. There is a disadvantage, so take 1 strain damage, because this is sort of stressful.
It is.
Oh, so next hero slot.
I think Flint would dive back down the stairwell, not even in cover, just down to the next floor.
Cool. So you're running for cover.
Yeah.
You hear Tumask is at that floor, and you hear the security guards are forward just below that.
Awesome. So how far is that? Can I take a movement and then shoot at some security guards?
Yeah, you can like lean over and take a shot down.
I'd like to do that.
And because of the railing, you're going to have 1 black. Soft cover for everyone.
Yeah. All right.
It's going to be 2.
Here's a roll. So I run down. I see Tumask. I say, there's a speeder up there. Our ship's up there. Wait here for a second. And I take a shot. And I triumph with 4 disadvantages and 3 successes. 4 threats and 3 successes on top of the crit.
Wow.
So that's a crit and also 8 damage. Jeez. And then the blaster malfunctions in my hand. I guess, right? Because I drop it down the stairwell. It's my favorite blaster!
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
What that.
You shoot 2 and you kill 2. you do that, but a straight blaster bolt hits your blaster and it falls out of your hand.
It just clatters down the railing. And he looks over and goes, oh no! And then dives back as more blaster fire comes back up.
Okay, NPC round. The drop ship. Actually, no, those guys down in the hallway are going to take a shot up at you. So it's 1 black.
How many are left down there?
Incountable number.
And no.
Horde mode is what's going on. 1 hit, and that's just 1 hit. So 7 damage.
So as he peers over to look for the blaster, and one comes up and just grazes his cheek. Ah!
And he gets the blaster and falls. Yeah. All right. Now NPCs or hero slot.
So that's got to be either Tumask or Levo.
Tumask, what are you doing?
I'm gonna try to jump down. Tumask is gonna try to jump down and kind of like hit them so they all like bump into each other, kind of like down the stairs.
Okay. Make an unarmed attack.
Yeah, like a brawl.
Sure. There's also a light side point if you want to upgrade it.
Okay. Success.
Yeah, you are.
And 3 advantage, so that's a crit.
Oh, so they do drop run.
Yes.
So
great. So Tumask.
That actually worked.
So Tumask.
Oh my gosh.
What can he say?
Better be cool. Oh,
man.
How about Flint just goes, "You're going the wrong way!" as you jump down.
This one knows! And he like jumps over a rail and just claws wide out, and he lands like right on the trooper, and they all go falling back. And somehow like he's able to like stop.
Surf them.
And just knock them all down, kind of a thing. And then he gets back up.
But did you knock them down again?
Yeah, I knocked them all like down into each other.
Oh, okay.
NPC round, it's going to be the dropship. Or not the dropship, the airspeeder. The airspeeder turns around and tries to take a pot shot at the ship. So they do manage one hit. So it's going to be 6 damage total. Cool.
Better the ship than Flint.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so bottom of the round.
All right, so I'm going to have to position the ship so that everyone can get in on the roof.
Cool, so you want to make a pilot check for that?
Fine.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficulty, too.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Dude, you land that ship like a dream.
It handles so well.
You have the landing ramp down already, and you just swoop down and have it right near the door. You're sort of cutting off where the airspeeeder is.
Nice.
Top of the round.
I was going to say, I wanted to do like a defensive angle if possible.
Yep, you're protecting people so they can come on up.
Mm-hmm.
Top of the round.
Levo, we clear up there?
As clear as we're going to get.
I yell at Tumask. Tumask, time to split! And I sprint up the stairs for the ship.
Cool.
I would see, probably like at the top of the stairs, I see the landing ramp coming down, and I see how close it is. I'm like,
so just slow.
He's just very impressed.
Slow.
And he sprints up and has to like lift himself up and over, but he's in cover, and that's nice.
You run up and you make it up onto the Iron Shrike.
And then I...
Next hero slot.
I think I grabbed a couple of blasters last round.
No, so, you grabbed... did he?
Like,
last round?
Oh, no, I was unconscious.
You lost your blaster.
Yeah. That's right. I lost it. So I sprint towards the cockpit. This isn't going to be part of my turn, but like this is what his intention is. He's running to try and get a blaster from whoever is near
him. Well, you still have the extra blaster you had.
No, we left it with the body.
Oh, you did. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It was bad.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I left it as a decoy. That didn't really work, obviously.
Like I said, you gotta start taking like NPC stuff.
Blaster rifle hanging from the ship. No, they wouldn't do that. So he just...
So yeah, you make it up to the ship. Next hero slot. Who's next?
All right, so flipping a light side point.
Ooh.
Okay.
So I'm on the pile of troopers. They're disoriented, and I see like one of them has like a whole bunch of grenades. That's a light side point.
Yes.
Maybe one.
Okay, one grenade, but they have something else. So I'm going to pop the grenade, leave it, and start running up the stairs.
All right, make a ranged light attack.
Attack?
If we were in one,
that's right.
Star
right
system,
that's right.
That's
next
really
to
gonna change
that.
So
have a weapon.
Really
so that's like a melee.
Nice.
No.
The grenade. Grenades are ranged light.
All right. Here we go.
I mean,
so
if it's
this
on,
is
then you're just pulling it.
Yeah, I'm just pulling a pin on
this
the grenade.
How much damage is
okay,
done.
Yeah. You'll
okay.
How much damage
if they manage to like grab it, like, oh god.
So that's a ranged attack, a grenade that's on their belt.
Yeah, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's your proficiency with that with grenades.
There you go.
There's no gently placed attack.
Success.
Okay, so I throw the pin. I'm running up the stairs. like the grenade goes off.
Your screams, boom.
Yeah, and then the building starts shaking. So we gotta get out of here.
The building's out.
Is that the threat? No, from grenade. Come on,
you're still one threat. You're one floor down.
Never leave a building standing, boys.
One grenade isn't gonna melt steel beams.
I was gonna say if we were on the first floor or even the basement, then yeah, sure, yeah. You might take out the support column, but like up on the fourth or fifth floor, it's
probably okay.
Frag grenades.
Also, yeah, right. Not a lot of
maybe
power
the staircase
steel
starts
or
collapsing.
Metal.
Nah, so frag grenade doesn't do enough to, like, destroy...
We're just trying to think of a threat. Blow up, like, a... yeah, what would the threat be? That'll let you figure out.
The railing comes off and it's dangerous.
Oh, no, OSHA's gonna be mad.
we'll say your next check is... Actually, no, the threat is you take one strain damage.
Okay.
Because it's, like, real close to blowing up near you. Your tympanic membrane is sore.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, your ears.
Okay.
All right, so you're running up. You're one floor down from the top.
Sensitive. Yeah, you're gonna get space tinnitus.
Now it's an NPC slot. Some guards from down below will still take a shot off at you, the ones who are still alive. Two green, two purple, and you have a black for a cover. Cool.
Yes.
So these cancel.
Oh, yes.
Seven advantage.
Failure. Actually, no, they don't even have an advantage. Not it's just nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
So blaster fire is just erupting all around you. At hero slot now. Bosh, and we have.
How close are you to get on the ship?
He's one floor down.
Sure,
one floor
down. Makes sense. So jumped one down.
Well, I can't control any of the guns from here, so. I'll just yell, Bosh, cover fire!
Alright, well, is that speeder still up?
Yep.
Okay, so I'll take another go at the.
Cool. It's real close, so it's going to be one purple.
Okay.
Just purple, basically spinning it to point right at it and firing point blank. It ain't easy, Jordans.
Yes!
Nice.
Nice!
Very cool.
An advantage.
Two successes and an advantage.
Cool. So you hit the airspeeder, and it starts smoking. It spins, hits the ledge of the building, and tumbles over the side.
Nice.
Alright, so it's next an NPC slot, but those NPCs just went down. So now hero slot, which is just you. Levo, are you just delaying?
I'm standing ready to use the maneuver punch it.
Cool. So top of the round,
Tumask runs up the last floor and gets onto the ship.
Cool, you run up and you get on the landing ramp and you grab hold.
Got it.
Alright, I don't know where we're going, but we're going there. And
cool.
I hit punch it and that brings us up to full speed in one maneuver.
Cool.
Should normally take two.
Cool.
Nice.
I'm gonna
the ship does take one strain.
Make a dark side point. Make a brawn check to hold on, or an athletics check.
Why would he not run up the ramp?
Yeah.
No, he's already on the ramp when he punches it, maybe. Nah, never mind.
He's
fine.
Running to punch it.
Fine. Fine.
I was
you
like,
make
there's nobody up there. The guys are down below us. The speeder's down.
Fine.
We're not under fire.
I'm being irresponsible.
Yes.
It's reckless. It's reckless, Jake.
You've been real reckless for the last 10 minutes.
Fast and playing loose. All right. So you guys get out. The ship starts taking off. You see the police speeders. They start, you know, they're in the distance, but you have a decent advantage, or decent amount of distance between them.
I run up to the dorsal turret. And I hop on in case we need it. Wait, are you in the dorsal or the ventral?
I don't remember.
Top or
bottom?
Top or bottom.
Which bottom?
You were on the bottom because he was shooting down. I'm on the top.
That's fair. Yeah, you're on the bottom.
I go to the dorsal turret. Yeah. And I get ready to shoot anything that I might need to. And I can I start talking to folks?
Sure. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
So, grab a headset.
Hey, so I pop on the headset over my head tails. I say, hey, you better give Muval the heads up. That we've got some folks on our tail.
I don't think we're gonna be doing that.
What are you talking about?
That bitch sold us up the river.
What do you mean?
It's an Arcanian saying.
Not the saying! What do you mean? How did she sell us? In what way?
She called the Imperials and told them what we were up to. She sold us out.
Silence on the other end of the line. Deliberate silence.
I shot her once, and that makes you feel better, Flint.
That makes me feel a little better.
All right.
She's still alive, though. I don't think that'll make you feel very good.
Not that she won't have much longer if
Flint,
I have anyway.
Wasn't that one a friend of yours?
I thought so, Tumask. I thought so.
Well, how about we... You said you had another known planet nearby. Maybe we should head there.
How's that download there?
Hellscape! Night! Hellscape!
Tomas, did that download go through? I need some good news.
Your data pad's gone, you don't know.
Oh, God!
You might know later.
That's awesome.
How are we gonna
this
know?
This one's data pad is gone.
Can we check with the ship's computer?
I think so.
Sure.
What am I checking at? To see if
no, you, don't, you need to
ignore yeah, yeah, yeah. Checking
your you check just, your you run to the nearest console, you start checking it. Your account has now the 200,000 credits in it. God damn it.
Woo! Yes! We actually did it!
Nothing what I had prepared for today.
Even better.
I had something even more fun that was going to be an even more fun bank heist.
Sorry. Well, gentlemen,
there's other banks.
Sorry, we fucked it
we
up.
We might need money again.
Guys, you're gonna rob a different bank.
Flint hears the good news and starts crying.
Guys,
not sobbing, just like tears are running down his face.
I have good news and I have bad news.
What happened?
The good news is we have a lot of money.
Woo!
The bad news is this planet's not very nice.
And I go to plug in the coordinates.
So as you guys are heading to the atmosphere,
mm-hmm. Oh boy!
Oh boy!
An Imperial Star Destroyer comes out of hyperspace over the planet.
Of course it does.
This is the call that was placed from earlier.
Oh boy!
They're here. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? Are you going to try to make your way, just beeline it, hopefully get out of the planet?
Yeah, I'm also going to use maneuver evasive maneuvers.
Cool.
Which is a thing. Evasive maneuvers. Since I use punch it, we're already at the speed necessary. So when I do this, it upgrades the difficulty of the dice pool once for all attacks.
To and from
the ship.
Cool. So we cut to the bridge of the Star Destroyer. It's called the Defiler.
Awesome.
So the Imperial attaché is with the Inquisitor, who's standing on the bridge.
Oh, is my guy there?
Yep.
Yes!
The attaché should be telling him that they have the transport that's Fleet Bestine.
Very good. Inquisitor, I have news.
What is it?
The freighter that escaped Bestine. We've located it. It is here. In fact, it is trying to leave Korava space right now.
Launch a squadron of TIE fighters. Intercept course.
At once, sir.
Hail the ship.
Hail the ship.
So we cut to the YT-2400. The Star Destroyer is trying to hail you guys.
Do we pick this up?
Who's calling? Is it Muvol? I'd like to have some words for her.
I seriously doubt it. Do I know who it is?
It's the Star Destroyer.
It's the Star Destroyer, yes.
But I wouldn't know that from the
title. Yeah, it's like, I think it's the Empire.
Well, that's interesting. Put it through!
Hello, this is your pilot, Levo 3.
I know who you are, Levo 3. Where's the boy?
What?
You know,
is this guy talking about? Hey! What boy?
You must be Cross, the petty thug.
What's your point? What boy are you talking about?
Bosch Trebia. He's with you, yes?
No, we left him down there. He's on the planet.
Make a bluff check.
Loving these deception rolls. What's his will?
It is going to be... it's 3 red. Because he has adversary 3.
We don't
3.
Even have 3.
We don't have enough red dice.
Oh, man.
We'll have to roll another red dice after this.
Or you could just roll this and...
I don't know if it's the same...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's just roll 3. Yeah.
And I'll roll a third one. All right, so that's 2 successes.
Wow.
So I'm going to upgrade it?
No. There's nothing to upgrade it to.
Add another purple. When you upgrade it, you don't have another dice.
I succeed.
Still 1 success, but 4.
4 threats. Okay.
You left the boy. Fine. But I think I want your ship and I want you. I need to know everything about him.
You want me? That's very forward, Mr. Inquisitor.
Give him up. Give yourselves up. Otherwise, I kill your friend, Barker.
He's not my friend.
Just like
it's just over there.
Give me a minute. Cut the comms for a second. Like, go on the comms. Bosch.
Yeah, I was listening.
This is your call.
I disagree.
Well, what could we possibly do?
I'll tell you
this
what.
This one doesn't think we can put Bosch on the line.
I don't either. If you want to hop into the escape pod, I've been paid. But otherwise, we're getting out of here.
Well, then I'm getting out of here too. I hate hearing the bark is in pain as much as, well, probably more than you guys do, but...
I don't know.
Not much.
Who is this bark?
Okay, he's my friend. He was my friend and manservant. And we're gonna get him back at some point. We can't do it now.
I agree with that. Let's go!
Like, who are you?
Like, nope, afraid not. No deal.
Quick, flick him. Flick him back off! Hurry up!
Okay. Hey, flick it off.
Yeah. I start trying to pile this away.
Yeah, we cut to the bridge of the ISD, and there's Barca there. His face is bloodied and bruised and swollen, and the Inquisitor has his head around his neck, around his throat.
His hand around
Barca's throat, and he just squeezes slowly, like a satisfying squeeze. We cut back down.
Is he dead?
He's not dead, but the Inquisitor is just
like a stress ball.
Yep.
The Imperial officer. What was his name again?
His head goes.
The Imperial officer
is Kitten. I think so. Or Kitty.
No, Kitty is now the name of the Imperial officer.
Okay.
Because no one someone like a common thug would know about the Inquisitor, but Kitty is the name of the Imperial attaché.
Yeah. So he's standing there watching, going and holding his own throat. It's like, I'm just glad it's not me.
So now you guys, you're going to have to survive 3 rounds with TIE fighters coming at you.
Okay.
So we're trying to make the jump to warp speed?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
3 rounds. So the TIE fighters are incoming. You're going to make it just barely in time.
Enkai's was too successful.
That's a good point. It's very successful.
So we're going to just roll initiative real quick.
Successful.
Does the ship only has the 2 guns?
It only has the 2 guns, but remember, it has computers, and you can use them to slice their ship.
Oh, that's right.
So, yeah, everyone look at initiative.
Do we just roll our regular vigilance initiative?
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah. Everyone acts separately in Starship Combat.
So, Flint has 1 success.
I have a success and 4 advantages.
I have a success and an advantage.
I had a success and 2 advantages.
Okay, so it's going to be NPC and then 4 hero slots. Okay.
The TIE fighters act as 1.
Yep, they do act as 1. They are going to take a shot.
Remember to increase the difficulty. And we'll have to increase the difficulty for ours as well.
So they're starting off at medium range. Short range as they're getting closer. That's the extent that they could start to engage with you guys.
I have a skill that I just realized. Technical aptitude. Reduce time needed to complete computer-related tasks by 25%.
All right, so they get a shot off at you. So it's going to be 7 damage to the ship.
Where are they
at,
right?
I need to add more dice to that.
Oh, no.
In our favor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Still oh no!
Yep, so still the 2 damage. Oh, sorry, 7 damage, mm-hmm. So after armor it's gonna be 3.
Yep.
They're I'm happy to take the first shots. Yeah. What's the difficulty?
Difficulty against these guys, they are at range 1 right now, but because evasive maneuvers, mm-hmm. He's upgrading the difficulty by 1, so it's gonna be 2 purple.
Okay!
And they have no other armor besides that. Like, no shields.
All right. Well, that's a lot of failures. Yep. Flint misses.
So you're just firing. Gung, 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 gung.
Yeah, I have an advantage, surprisingly. So I'll use that advantage to give us a blue die.
A blue die.
Do myself. So I keep a blue die.
So you're getting it slowly, like, narrowing down, getting a bead.
Yeah. You can still use the aim maneuver, too.
Oh, next hero slot.
That's so true.
Aim.
What?
Yeah, you can use a maneuver to aim with the gun.
So Flint forgot to aim. So he's just started shooting. So he yells down, Bosch, remember to aim when you're shooting at these things. I just forgot. I know that sounds ridiculous, but just do it.
It does sound ridiculous.
It's too purple.
complete wash.
Yeah. So you're just firing into the crowd. Star Destroyer, or TIE Fighters, but they're swarming and they're barrel rolling away. Next hero turn.
What does slicing?
So slicing is a hard computer check.
Okay.
You can use the shipboard computers to attempt to disrupt the systems of an enemy vehicle. If successful, you reduce the defense of one zone of the target vehicle for one round per. For one round per success, a triumph may be spent to disable a weapon system for one round, and two advantages may be spent to inflict one system strain on the target vehicle.
Okay.
So there's a lot of different things you can do depending on which
one. All right, so let's roll first and see later.
So it's
so a hard system check.
It's a, yeah, so
three
purple.
So two with my skill.
The time thing is so close.
Nice.
Success.
Nice.
Three
success,
advantages.
Three advantages.
So with two advantages, you can inflict one system strain on the target vehicle. And with successes, you can reduce the defense of one zone of the target per success.
Additional successes or the main success? Probably.
I think it's main and then one additional for each. It just says per those.
Okay.
If you succeed, then that's one. One round.
Oh, got it. Yeah. So I put strain on the TIE fighter, right?
Cool. Yeah.
And then I reduce its what? Front, back?
Defense. So if it has, any defense it takes.
Sure. We'll say you're scrambling their communications and like their
scrambling communications.
Yeah, I'm blasting
so
more music on the communication.
Okay.
That's just kind of my mood.
Turn it to be what was it? Star Trek Beyond.
Oh yeah, I watched that last night. Actually,
oh, man.
Pretty funny. Yeah, that was really weird.
In my
is
head,
that Beastie
in my
Boys
head,
blasting.
Like in my head, Tsumask has his own album of like EDM that he's always working on. That's what he's playing.
it's
really just
driving
it.
All right. So yeah, and you'll give him a black dice and then have to talk as well.
Cool.
So now, last but not least, Levo 3.
Let's see. Brody, so I can do damage control, so I can mitigate some of the stress caused to the vehicle. Easy right now, and it's a mechanics check.
Ugh.
Two green. I'll try it.
And it's easy, so it's just one
purple. Yeah, so it's one purple against two green.
There you go, you got it.
I got two advantages.
Cool.
So nothing bad happens, but I have two advantages. I'll give...
You can also heal strain with that.
With advantages?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't think the ship hasn't taken any strain yet, has it?
No.
I mean, like, you personally.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing these rolls, yeah?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll take, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you feel a little bit more focused.
Yeah, like, stick a wire back in, like, oh, that was missing.
So now, top of the round, NPCs go. They're going to take a shot off as you
but
guys.
Maneuvers will maintain evasive maneuvers.
Perfect. All right, so that's a black dice for that. They're moving in
dice.
To closer range.
They're faster than we are?
Yes.
That sucks.
So this is round two. So they've gotten closer, but you're using evasive maneuver, so you upgrade that.
And that was what the black die was for my disadvantage.
Yep. I roll really well.
Yes.
Sorry. One will take one strain damage.
Quit adding drama.
So you guys take 7 damage to the ship.
Three more.
Yep.
Levo, we
What's
need to get out of here.
Hit point on the ship.
17.
Okay.
All
right.
They're lighting you guys up.
We're gonna have to pay for these repairs
take
later.
A shot.
Cool. Roll it.
What was that? It was.
Yeah, Levo's very
and
upset
then,
with the damage
it's
the ship
just,
is taking.
Yeah, it's, they're closer now, so it's gonna be one purple, which is the minimum.
That's a success.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, a success and
advantage.
Great. Cool. So one hit, and I think I'd like to, with that advantage, I'd like to disrupt, I don't know, a targeting computer or something, make it harder to hit us next time.
It's applying a black dice to them, that would be two advantages. You could say you have a better beat, so you have an extra blue dice. Extra.
Sure.
So you'd blow up one of the TIE fighters.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't let that kid outdo me.
Does that spin in space if we're exploding?
So I'll be taking that same shot, right?
Yep.
All right. So I aim.
Yep.
And this is from last time. And then that's my shot. Oh, good Lord.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. That's two successes and two advantages.
Nice.
I'm going to heal 2 strain for myself.
Nice. You shoot a tie, it's damaged, but it's still up.
A little explosion on the top of the cockpit.
Yeah. You shoot one of the wings and it starts to peel out. It's trailing smoke.
Flint just growls.
All
right. Another computer's check, right? To get back in and cause some more damage. What was it? One difficulty? Or two difficulties?
Two.
Really three.
Ooh.
No.
Really?
Wait.
Two advantages.
Two advantages. Mm. Yeah, I'll give the TIE Fighters another black die.
Cool. All right. Now...
Let's see. Here we go. I'm going to keep going with evasive maneuvers, and I'll try some more damage control.
So you barrel roll through the swarm of TIEs. Blaster just firing.
Nope.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so they're getting
an advantage.
They're getting a beat on you.
Yeah.
I think you... Did you have a blue dice last time? Did you give yourself an advantage? No, you healed strain.
Yeah.
Well, then keep that advantage for the next time, I guess.
Cool.
Yeah, you have a blue dice.
I'll keep a blue for next time.
All right. Now, top of the round, their turn again.
Last round.
Third round. Just got to survive. How close are we to getting out of here?
Coordinates almost ready.
Okay, two advantages. They're going to apply a black dice to your shot, and you take 7 damage as well.
Oof.
Yep, so you're taking 11 hull total.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a good thing we got a bunch of credits. We're going to need to use them on a ship immediately.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yep.
Yeah. 2 successes.
Nice. You blast a TIE fighter out of the sky.
Great.
That one was mine!
Too slow, old man!
Oh, you bastard. I'll show you, old man.
All right, just write, get good.
G-I-T-G-U-D.
Yeah, yeah.
One for aiming. Didn't you give yourself one? Oh, no.
That was from last time. Yeah, I already used it.
Yeah, a bunch of advantages. Oh, no,
4 advantages.
4 advantages?
I healed at full health. That's my advantage. what can I even do with those advantages? And I can give other people skill
checks. Oh, yeah,
I'll
take
up, right?
Honestly, this is the last round.
Yeah,
but I rolled a new.
Give me an advantage.
I give advantage to everybody. Advantages for everybody.
Cool.
You get an advantage.
And you get an advantage.
So Shumas goes.
Everyone feels bad for me, so when they help out next, they're going to feel
inspired. Why don't you just blame
me
for the Star Destroyer? That's the only thing that's left, so.
Is
that all that's left?
To pick up the select.
Yeah.
Oh, were there more TIE Fighters?
I mean, there's more TIEs, but you'll be able to jump.
Oh, yeah.
You made it through.
Nice, a triumph.
Woo! Yeah, what they do with the triumph again?
A triumph. You can
one of them just shreds into another one, and you kill three.
I think you can just shut down its weapon system. Yeah, you can shut down its weapon system entirely.
All right.
Yeah, let me see. Maybe spent to disable a weapon system for one round.
Cool. You send a jamming signal and you jam their blasters.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like.
This one doesn't think we're gonna have much trouble any longer.
And we could just roll the astrogation check, I think, at this point now.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it when you say things like that.
It's gonna be 2.
I really do. Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
2 successes.
You jump to hyperspace.
Woo!
The star is streaked by.
Flint slumps down in his gunnery chair.
Bosch stands up and says, I gotta go take a shower.
Oh, man.
We just got dirty fighting.
We got dirty fighting. Like, can we stay on a planet for more than 24 hours before
you
we get
literally
kicked off it?
You got out of the shower, had a quick blaster fight, ran to the ship. 5 minutes later, like within 15, like took maybe 15 minutes to get to the space.
Sure,
so 20 minutes later, like you're still wet from the.
How many showers are on
there?
There's
just the one.
Just the one. Amazing.
I mean, wait, were you just inferring that Bosch has a boner again?
No, no.
Oh, okay. I thought that's where you were going.
Maybe no, that's little. Exactly.
Maybe a little.
It was more like a rule of threes thing. Like,
okay.
Seems so, like a good button.
So you guys narrowly made it away again.
Okay.
You know, you guys, yeah. It's pretty loud, pretty high profile.
Yeah. We don't keep a low profile at all.
Yeah.
But we're rich now.
We better spend that money.
Yeah, we need
we better spend that money before we can't spend that money, you know what I'm saying?
It's actually true. We should go to Yggdal and just buy what we need to buy real quick.
Yeah.
Flint pops down and goes to that Stimpak bay and pops one in.
Yeah, guys, I mean, our ship is worth 130,000 credits.
Wow.
And also, that's generally what ships are around, from what I'm looking at.
Okay.
So should we get another ship, or should we repair this one?
We should definitely repair this one. Levo's like, we're repairing this one. I like this one. We're
so
not
getting
rid of
this
one.
Let's do this scenically. Let's say this is, you guys are all sort of debriefing. You know, you've had your shower.
He's climbing down from the gunnery. He's waiting outside the shower with a towel ready to go in because he needs a shower now really badly.
So you took your shower.
Absolutely.
Now you come out.
His Nautilin and his amphibian Nautilin skin is just feels so much better after having no water for way too long.
Okay, so now you're out of the shower. You possibly got dressed again. And you're all, let's assume, like, the common area, like, where you could play. There's a chessboard, or it's called the Jerick.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Djeric board, and it looks sort of like just, like, the common area. Like
sitting around, like, a circular booth.
Yeah.
Where we can all sit around the table.
So feel free, create this tableau of the four of you. What are you guys doing?
Could we try and stay on a planet for more than a day before running away from it?
Yeah, I really would have liked staying on that planet for more than a day. I miss her.
You met her for 5 minutes.
Yeah, well...
Flint comes in with one of the dock necks from the fridge. And he says, you'll find more. There are trillions of girls in the galaxy.
That's true.
And if you ever compromise the beginning of a mission to talk to some girls again, I swear... I will shoot you myself.
Yeah, let's talk about compromising the mission.
All right, I thought I was going to be able to get some sort of access to the bank.
Just to hold up a bank manager in the middle of the day.
I'm sorry. What did you think the mission was?
To maybe steal their security codes and get in that way?
That's what I did. Yes. I stole the manager.
We were also the ones who succeeded at our mission. Bosch?
Okay, so I didn't get to karaoke in time, but...
that one is on us.
We didn't need the help.
Yeah.
Do we have the money?
We have the money.
We have the money.
Tumask has the money.
We have the money, right?
This one has the money.
But we all have the money, right?
We all have the money.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you deserve it, mister. I haven't paid my saviors from the last planet.
Hey, and you're paid. Now.
Good.
Fine.
This one thinks this could be it. We have no further engagements. No requirements. Nothing we need from another. You are trouble. People are coming after you.
They are.
This one has enough on his plate.
Well, I mean, Tumask, you saw that video feed of my friend?
Your friend?
Yeah. No. What if he was your friend?
Then this one would feel guilty, would feel pain.
I feel guilty and I feel pain.
And I feel money. This one's okay.
All right.
It's just nodding. In agreement.
I mean, if you guys really want to dip out like this, I guess I can just, keep the other 100,000 credits for myself instead of...
100,000?
Well, we agreed on a certain fee, and that leaves me with about 100,000 credits.
No. You are trying to change the agreement. We settled on 30%. 30%. You are left with 10%. 20,000 credits! I would not push your luck any further!
I don't think we discussed this math very carefully.
No, I don't think you did.
Ah, good burn, Lebo.
You're like, holds up his hand. All right.
All right, well, I guess I'll just go off on my own then.
Tell me, what's so special about you? Why does everyone want Bosch? What? I see you're good looking.
Thank you.
This one can tell.
All right.
But why?
It's a good question.
Well, you know who's looking for me. It's the Inquisition. Who do they look for?
Enemies?
Rebels. Is this not
more specific?
I'm force sensitive.
You have a sensitive something? What? What's force sensitive mean? Well, like, you know, like the sorry. Force?
Yeah.
Like you're Jedi. Saying that you
like, and it, like it,
you are a Jedi. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying I'm maybe in another age I could have been, but that's why they want me.
Because you are magic.
You should have seen what I was able to do in the shower the other day. I mean, it was just the water.
This one doesn't need to know.
I remember being 16 years old in the shower.
Humble jumbo. Okay. Invented a long time ago.
I know it's
no
new.
Data. This has no data.
Okay, well, there, Tumask, at least, you're wrong. I have data. I can prove to you the existence of the Jedi and the Force.
Show me. Prove to Tumask you have power.
And to Flint.
Okay, I said I can prove that they exist. I didn't say I can prove I have power.
All right, let me guess. This power, does your uncle who owns a dealership also have this power?
And I pull out of my desk, or out of my pocket, you know, like a sort of little holographic projector, kind of like what the sort of thing R2-D2 would have used to project an image of Leia. Mm-hmm. And out pops, you know, a sort of like grainy recording of, you know, two Arcanians sort of, you know, sparring with lightsabers. And, you know, they're using Ataru, so it's very acrobatic. It's very evident that what they're doing, you know, defies normal human abilities.
That is a very pretty holovid. I don't see what this proves.
Tumask surfed on stormtroopers today. He has abilities.
Security guards.
Tumask served on guards today. He has abilities. They show flashy lights, flippity moves.
And Bosch pushes a button on the recorder, and it switches to show a lone Jedi lifting up, you know, a massive boulder and throwing it into the, you know, into the side of a mountain.
That's very flashy, but how does this translate into us helping with your horrible, terrifying mess being chased by the scariest, theoretically, person that I've ever met? Or at least the cruelest. I don't know if he's that scary, but...
You know, frankly, I've never actually had to explain to anyone why they should give a shit about my problems.
White
well,
noise.
To be fair, you've been seeing the
privilege.
Rest. We're wanted. And for better or for worse, they're going to come looking for you either way.
I'm not saying we're going to jettison you out of an escape pod. You've paid us,
nice.
And the terms of the agreement was that I would deliver you somewhere. So, I think I will continue the terms of my agreement until they are fulfilled. But until that point, or after that point, I should say, that's the end of our engagement. I think it's going to be a lot harder to find me if they are looking for someone that is a much higher profile. The less I am seen with you, the less they're going to want this beautiful Nautilin mug for their collection of little torture toys.
You think they'll forget about you?
No, I just think it's going to be a lot easier to hide.
Okay, because you saw that he was strangling my old butler. Like,
yes, but he was saying your name. He is after you. He has a vendetta for you.
You know, I think Levo makes a really good point. All right, it's at this point, it's either the rebellion or exile. And neither of you seem like the type who would really enjoy exile.
I've been in exile for
longer than you have been able to play in the shower.
Okay, fine. Well, then I'm going to bed. You guys are both dicks. Help me if you want to. Or... I cannot justify this to you. I'm going to bed.
Do you get up?
Yeah, Bosch leaves and sulks off and goes to bed, and you kind of hear the like the Smiths coming off the radio.
Gentlemen, I know you're a prophet at heart, but he's a good kid. Needs friends.
I fully intend to deliver him to friends.
You find him first. He don't have many. Family doesn't want him. He's only got his money. And he does have something special.
Money goes a long way, if that's what he's got. That's what I've learned in my line of travels. We'll see as we go along. But right now, my intentions, I believe I have made clear. And then he gets up and throws out the dark bones and heads to his room. Down the trash.
Levo, like, I go the opposite direction. I go the opposite direction as I walk away. I say, you know, change for maybe the galaxy would be better than mine.
Can't be reggae, because that's too much.
That's way too
much. This one doesn't quite know. Change is good, but change with a purpose. That is what will matter.
Levo looks like, I look at you like I've seen you for the first time. Like, I'm just turn around and go back to the cockpit.
It seems our band of heroes is ready to come undone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll One. If you enjoyed listening, please rate us on iTunes, and most importantly, tell your friends about us. Roll One is produced and game mastered by Jake Lucas, who can be found on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas, or on stage with his improv team Tilt at Reckless Theatre, and his sketch team Candy Ass at the People's Improv Theatre. Levo 3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDubs. Tumask is played by John Barcelo, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcelo. Bosch Trebia is played by Evan Boschi, who can be found on Twitter at BoschTunes. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansenti II, who can be found on Instagram with the name Fonzilicious. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One. Deal interrupted. Until then, may the Force be with you. Whatever that is.